Thank you, Mr. Adams, for your statement and information provided. Let me now very briefly to inform high contracting parties, distinguished delegates, on the outcome of consultations I conducted based on the mandate I received from the previous meeting of high contracting parties. So four rounds of consultations have been organized with the active participation more than 40 delegations. And these consultations brought to life number of elements that I would like to propose for consideration for the for high contracting parties. First of all, I fully concur with Mr. Adams that the core of the problem is chronic non-payment of assessed contributions by some, which really incapacitates the other states' parties to conduct business on substantive issues related to convention, but requires a lot of energy, efforts, and also money to grapple with the possible measures to be implemented to salvage the financial situation. And there is no alternative to non-payment. And this is clearly stated in one of the points and recommendation that each should pay assessed contributions. In order to alleviate certain inconvenience that is created by new financial management system, otherwise known as Umoja, that does not allow entry into any contractual obligations before funds are sitting in the bank account, we have to create a financial buffer. In that respect, the informal consultations were around three clusters of issues. One was to clarify the meaning of decisions high contracting parties adopted in 2017 on financial issues, and to give explicit permission and also request to UNOG Financial Services to use money sitting in the bank account at the beginning of the year to fund mandated activities of CCW. And the second, that no credit should be requested back before closing of books. In other words, in 18 months of the financial year. Two other measures related to cash flow have been proposed, and that is establishment of contingency provision at the level of 15%, which would be used to fund mandated activities by July, at the moment when there is a credible probability that this money would be recovered from payments of assessed contributions, which would come throughout the calendar year. And with the terms of reference, and here I would like to draw attention of distinguished delegates that both for contingency provision and for voluntary reserve, in annexes to the document is terms of reference, which clearly states that neither of instruments would be used to pay arrears of assessed contributions. I would like to draw your attention that it was explicitly mentioned that contingency and voluntary reserve could be adopted only if they would not be used to cover arrears. And that should not be seen as a measure allow non-payers to continue or to encourage non-payers to continue not pay. So, and this should be really factored in your consideration of proposed voluntary reserve and contingency provision. So I hope with these explanations, we will have a fruitful discussion and hopefully consensual decision as a result. Now I would like to ask Secretariat to walk us through the proposed cost estimates for 2019 and 2020. Please, you have the floor.